This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A discussion of people, places, and things on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, here saying hello to the folks in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Des Moines. All right, ladies, your turn. Hi, Des Moines.
Hi, Des Moines.
Hi, Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yes, all right. This is the good news department here at the DJV program. The real evidence that the economy is getting so much better. A lot of people point to the soaring stock market, but there are other measures, and I thought you'd like to know, in terms of certain yardsticks, what is going on and how it is that we can, I can say, other people can say it as well, that there is evidence that things are better here. Food stamp usage is down compared to what it was a couple of years ago. Spending on entertainment, Netflix, Disney trips, that sort of thing. The average American, according to this data released by the Labor Department, spends more than $2,900 a year on entertainment, which is the highest it has ever been. So the middle class that so many people are worried about seems to be revived to a certain extent, feeling better about how much money they can spend. Now, people say, well, what about credit cards? Well, yeah, but in order to use the credit card, if it isn't maxed out, you got to be paying it back. So that's the sign. I thought it was interesting that part of this study, and really this is why the government got into it, because the Department of Agriculture, which monitors the use of food stamps, says the recovery has brought situation around to more people having jobs, fewer people using food stamps. That seems to fly in the face, Jennifer, from what we were talking about. Was it last week, a number of people on welfare in California? And I got a note from somebody who said to me that was a bogus report. I didn't get it right. The numbers are misleading, yada, yada, yada. So how do you think we're supposed to be reading this? If we take California as an example, I don't want to throw cold water on the the story, the 48 million people used SNAP last year. That's a lot of money being spent. SNAP
well,
is
California
the,
is just an interesting dichotomy because our economy is actually better. Like if you look at the economy of California, it's not bad, despite the reports that people are leaving the state to find more favorable tax structure for their business or less taxes to live or to drive. But while the economy is better, it's interesting to figure out where that money actually goes, because it's certainly not trickling down to the California middle class. And I think that's what makes it kind of a unique situation. While more people are working, yes, and while the economy is doing better, you're still feeling the pinch because housing is expensive, gas is expensive. We've got a 12-cent gas tax that's starting up in November. That's what makes it really difficult to feel like you've gotten any break at all. It still feels really oppressive to live here in the state.
You know, you look at these numbers. If you go back to before the crash of 2008, and look, again, if you want to just use food stamps as an arbiter or as an indicator of where the economy is, 26 million people were on food stamps in 2007. When the crash occurred almost overnight in, what was it, late 2008, kind of when things started to fall apart, number went to 34 million, and then the next year went to 40 million, and then the next year went to 45 million, and then the next year went to 46 million, and then it went to 47 million. And then it started tapering back after that in late 2014, early 2015 to 45 million, then 43, now down to 41. But you look at that number and you compare it to 2007, it still is a whopping increase from $26 million to $41 million, and in between has been higher than that. So I suppose the good news is the numbers are going down, and that's what this is, the government is trying to tell you. I don't know whether you think it's fluff and stuff, but if you look at entertainment spending, because this is optional, right? You don't remember, it was about a month ago and I was looking at vacation numbers. We were talking about how many more people were on vacation spending money this year, the largest amount since before 2008. So that was a good sign. I think there are a lot of good signs around.
Well, if you listen to, I mean, the job numbers have been up. The GDP now is at 3%, which is what the goal was for the Trump administration going into office in January, and it's already there.
Yeah.
And so I think there was the promise of tax reform made by this administration that I think the markets really liked. Now, whether or not they can deliver on it after Trump's speech to kind of kick off the selling of tax reform, which he did on Wednesday, that, I think, will affect the economy. I think you can either see a crash if he doesn't get it done, not necessarily a hard crash, but you can see it dump down a bit. Or, you know, you'll continue to see those boosted numbers, because I think when you give tax money back to the pockets of people, people spend, right? And it's only good for the economy.
Well, there's a psychological impact to a lot of this. And frankly, the number of people, you look at the number of people going to the Disney parks, for example, and that sort of thing. How many people even are signing up for Netflix, and what are the other Amazon? What are the main competitors here in that realm? Netflix, Amazon, who
Hulu.
Else? Hulu, yeah.
Yep, DirecTV Now, they have one too. Sling TV, I mean, there's so many of them.
More and more are signing up. So, anyway, it's good news. Jennifer.
Dougie.
I would like you to answer a question for us in a moment.
Uh-oh.
I want to know whether Californians really use sunscreen in their eyes during the eclipse. I want to get to the bottom of that controversy right after I tell you about the balance of nature, their fruits and veggies. This is an amazing, remarkable product. Balance of Nature provides you the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits, berries, for example. And vegetables, like, what's your favorite? Broccoli, the green vegetables. They're all 31 different fruits and vegetables in this capsule every single day. It's like having 9 to 10 or 11 servings of all of this stuff, and it costs you 22 cents a serving. So you might want to have one of these capsules with every meal. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751 to get on this program. Save some money. Use the code DJV.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America, AFA, is hosting the 2017 National Educating America Tour to help caregivers in need. The AFA Educating America Tour will include free educational conferences, free memory screenings, informational workshops, and much more. For more information or to register for a conference in your state, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event going on at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time to put Jennifer in the hot seat. What in the world? A report that Californians, some Californians anyway, have been treated at medical centers for applying sunscreen to their eyes.
Yep.
To watch the eclipse.
Some of those geniuses thought that would be better than glasses.
What?
I really thought this was just fake news. I really didn't think that this was true.
You read those stories, those real stories from the emergency room about the dumb people that come in for medical treatment. This is one of the stories. I guess a lot of people wanted to watch the eclipse, and some of these brainiacs who didn't buy the NASA-approved glasses thought the best way to protect their eyes would be to take out some sunscreen, squish it on their finger, and rub it in on their eyeball to protect it with SPF. The eyeball doesn't like the SPF.
Who wouldn't know that that's going to burn? I mean, even when you're a kid and, you know, and you sweat and the sunscreen goes into your eyes. And, ow, Mom, my eyes hurt. Like, how do you not know that?
Unbelievable.
Oh, you Californians.
Yeah.
Welcome to California. You'd think we would know this. We go to the beach. I mean, come on.
Right.
All right. People are crazy. People are silly. There's a study on people who like playing board games out this week. You're in luck if you're a big board game player. According to this report, a love of board games means that you may be a nicer person. You'll have better relationships. You're good at controlled conflict. Another significant feature of those playing board games is that they require several people to sit down in the same room and concentrate on a shared experience. My God, think about that.
Isn't that so weird?
But you can play these things on your device, too, right? You can play board games on a device.
There are some games, yeah.
Yeah, but then they're not board games. They're phone games.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
They have, they have the digital versions of Candyland and some of those classic games, but this is so much better.
All right, so let's start a family game night. Jennifer, who would you play with? You and Jeff and the kids?
Jeff is a gigantic game person.
Is he really?
Every game known to man. It's like
good at it.
Yeah, and I mean there are a lot of games he has that I won't even attempt to play because they just look difficult and annoying.
What do you guys do? Have you ever played with him?
Yeah, we played sometimes on Friday nights because if we don't do something, we'll have some wine and play a game. And the last time we did that, we played Ticket to Ride, which is it's fun. It's like a game where you build little train tracks and you have to go in different routes. It's fun.
Oh, that's cool. I've never
what do you
that
play?
One.
What do you and Lewis play, Victoria?
Lewis is a big trivia person, and it's kind of annoying
too.
How good he is. So
those are the kind of games I like as well as the trivia games. Those are
and
fun.
Kara, you? What do you with your roommate? What do you play?
Yeah, we play strategy games sometimes. Her and her boyfriend and a couple of our other friends, we all get together and play sometimes.
Yeah. I just found out Meredith knew how to play chess. So I said to her, will you teach me how to play? And she basically said I wasn't smart enough. So
I don't think you're patient enough for
that
chess.
May be it.
Why don't you just stick to checkers?
21 past the hour, DJV show.
You want want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Jennifer's favorite group is U2, seconded only. Who is it yesterday you didn't like?
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
I want to clarify. It's not that I don't like them. I like them. I just don't understand the hoopla about Coldplay and YouTube.
You certainly bashed them a lot on air yesterday for
I was a little tired.
Them. It was
nice job, Jennifer. All right, so last week.
A weird voice. Give me a break.
Who? You two? Bono?
No, or
Chris Martin.
Chip
Martin.
Chip.
Chip Martin.
Chip's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, everybody wants to have a laugh at my expense. Go right ahead. Let's have one big laugh. Ah! All right, anyway, we're playing.
Funny if you ask for it.
Yeah, I know.
You two. Yeah, some people. Well, keep going, Doug. Last week, you two teased some new material by sending out mysterious letters to fans announcing the arrival of The Blackout. They premiered this song on Facebook, which is off their upcoming album, Song of Experience, serving as a follow-up to their album, Songs of Innocence, from a couple of years ago. Album coming out on the 1st of December, just in time for guess what, boys and girls? 116 days to Christmas. The black and white video of this track, The Blackout, was recorded live. It's not intended as a lead single off the album, but I guess I'd wonder then why the single You're the Best Thing About Me coming out next week, why this thing is already in exposure. This
was tweeted to the fans, and they did it on Facebook Live. U2's been big on Facebook Live throughout this last tour, so this was something they just sent out to the fans because there hasn't been any new music in a while.
Yeah.
So it's actually 3 years since new music came out from them.
But you know what? There's a time. These people were around in the 80s, right? Didn't U2 come
late 80s.
First in the 80s?
Yep.
And so there were four or five albums, and for, a dozen years, they cranked out hit after hit. And then they kind of softened.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come back after that, sometimes it's difficult to do for recording artists.
Mm.
You know, the people that want to go to their concerts want to hear the old hits. They don't know much from the new hits. But we'll see what happens anyway. All right. Next in the music news department, story of Lorde following up on her music video performance from this past weekend where she didn't sing because she had the flu. Then she had some kind of secret L.A. concert, but how was it a secret? Everybody knew it was at the Houdini Estate in Laurel Canyon. I don't get what why do they refer to this as a secret?
I don't know. They like to hype that kind of stuff. It wasn't real. I guess it wasn't for the tickets weren't for sale to the public, so yeah. it was just a fan-based thing, and I guess fans were bussed in and didn't really know what to expect.
Really?
So I guess that's why they considered it a secret. What is the Houdini Estate? Is that... Where
I could have gone there this past weekend. I'm so bummed.
Yeah. Is it actually related to Houdini's?
Yeah, it was a great place. Yeah.
It's where he lived. No one knows where it is. It's kind of like a hidden secret, but they do events there. And
it's on there. If you go up, it's up to
like
Canyon.
Laurel Canyon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was supposed to go to an event for cystic fibrosis, and I did not this weekend, and look what I missed out on.
Yeah, you missed it out big time. All right. I wonder how many of you are familiar with the Jim Croce song, Time in a Bottle. It's actually one of my favorite songs. Kara loves it as well.
Victoria's falling asleep over there.
Oh, my God.
Every time I see the name Demi Lovato, I start singing, if I could save Demi Lovato, the first thing that I'd like to do. And then it sort of just dribbles out after that because I don't have any words to go into.
Is this the story? I'm so confused.
What are you saying?
He replaces the lyrics to Time in a Bottle with Demi Lovato.
Weird Al does.
Oh, he does?
I think it's Weird Al. Isn't it?
You must be to be a Croce insider, Victoria.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, it's another reason to play a little bit of Time in a Bottle.
You have to be in the Croce Club.
Which is a great classic tune. 28 past the hour. Memories galore here on the DJB Show.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
From the moment we wake up, alarm, lunches, emails, shower, brush, floss, there's no time to stop. At Harry's, we know you already have enough to worry about in the morning. So let us make things easier with a seamless shave from high-quality German-engineered blades delivered direct to your door for a fraction of the price of the leading five-blade razor. Head to harrys.com to claim your free trial today. We're so confident you'll love us, we'll even give you a free bottle of post-shave balm when you enter code 9898 at checkout. That's right, $18 worth of Harry's products when you sign up at harrys.com and enter code 9898. The only dollars you'll pay are just a few for shipping. Then, in no time, it'll be back to business. Because a great day begins with a great shave, and a great shave begins with Harry's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
On the DJV Show, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. If you would like to, we often spend time talking about things that are important to your health and well-being. If you'd like to have a thorough examination of what's going on in the world of health and your well-being, there's a podcast at blogtalkradio.com/goodday health that you might want to listen to on a weekly basis. blogtalkradio.com/goodday health to get all the latest health news and information from the two gentlemen who we rely on here on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So it's easy to find, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. Speaking of health, you'll all be happy to know that American fathers are getting older. I don't know whether this is good or not under the circumstances. Mm. I think it's good that fathers are living longer, but they also are older in terms of increased number of births to older men. And so that, in a way, I suppose, affects emotional security for families in terms of older fathers and younger wives and younger babies. So what does it mean? The average age of fathers of newborns in the United States has climbed by almost 4 years over the past four decades. The average age when I was young was 27. That was when actually my daughter was born. The average age of a father was 27. I was younger than that. I was barely, let's see, how old was I? Barely 26. No, 25 then. Now, this year, the average age is 31 for the average father. So I find that interesting. But then, but that's brought about by the fact that so many older men, post 50, post 60, in some cases post 70. What are you, nuts? You want to have a baby when you're 70? You got to be out of your mind.
Well, these are old rich guys with very young wives, so they're not exactly changing diapers. But, you know, there's a lot of studies out there that...
A rather blanket statement.
Well, it's part of the deal. You marry your wife, you give her a kid.
Right. Really? I mean, that's, and yeah, and I don't think anyone expects a dude who's a grandpa's age to be changing diapers. You know, or up and, you know, doing midnight feedings. I don't think that's happening. But there are so many studies now that show, and I'm sure Dr. Jack can probably speak to this at length, but it's not really healthy for the baby to be an older father. They used to say it was the mother's age that could affect certain, you know, disorders and disabilities. And really, it's more linked now to the father's age.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the genes are the genes. And the healthier both parents are, the healthier the baby's going to be. There's a psychological component here, Victoria. There's a physical component. I think there's an emotional component. There's a psychological component. There's a physical component to this. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. If you're thinking about anybody other than yourself, and if you're not thinking about anybody other than yourself, and you want to do the hoochie coo with some young chick, I suppose that that's not a lot of people think that way.
I get, like, you know, if you marry a younger girl and she wants a baby, I mean, everyone should be able to do that if they want. So yeah. I don't, you know, that's fine. It's just, I feel sorry. Right. I mean, like I said, there are some medical stuff that's plenty of studies are out there. But, you know, it's also psychologically, it must be hard for a kid to have a dad that's that old.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's part of societal, it's a review of what I'm doing here and thinking as I go through all of this is what it does in the larger part to society. How does it weaken society, in a manner of speaking? And it does. And there are so many. Didn't we go over this a couple of days ago, how many problems there are with the youngsters now versus what it was like in the 40s and 50s and 60s? And you wonder about the pro-vaccine crowd versus the anti-vaccine crowd, the information that comes forth because of that and other influences as well. The kind of food we eat, what we're doing with our time, how much exercise we do or we don't get, that sort of thing. The population is changing dramatically. And I think those of us who have been around for a while, you see it. And I don't know that I'm not making a value judgment whether it's good or bad. It's just different. It's very different. And so you deal with it, I guess, kind of things. You know, one of the things that makes it, I guess, kind of different is the fact that we communicate and can move around as easily as we do. I'm going to go to Italy for a week in late October. So I was making my trip arrangements yesterday and, you know, getting into, because I'm going to actually fly on three different airlines in order to get to where I have to go, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Yikes.
And so I'm looking at the prices for the trip. It's the taxes on the trip are more than the cost of the airplane ride.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Are these international taxes or?
International, yeah, all kinds of international taxes. It is incredible how much money it costs when you're traveling overseas. We have the average ticket in America is about an $80 tax. average overseas tax is $400.
Bring it on.
Wow.
And so, you know, the people are complaining, well, America's attitude toward the rest of the world is keeping people from traveling. Hell no. It's the taxes that have been imposed. Not just by us, but on both ends of the British Airways tax on a flight from Boston to London is $480.
Jeez.
And the ticket's only $234. So, hello, in what universe does that make any sense? Good God. All right. Speaking of traveling, thousands of people packing the streets of a town in Spain for a massive tomato food fight.
I've seen pictures of this. I never understood what it's about.
La Tomatina. Every August, this town hosts a tomato-throwing festival. This is the height of the tomato season in Europe and in America. This year's event brought 22,000 people to this town in the southern part of Spain. By the time the battle was over, 150 tons of tomatoes all over people, all over the roads, all over the buildings, all over the sidewalks.
Wow.
This goes back to the end of World War II, when people were celebrating with parades and they threw tomatoes at each other. La Tomatina.
That's fun. Have you ever thrown a tomato at somebody?
I have.
You have?
Yes. Really?
Yes, I have.
Is it part of a festival or just in the kitchen?
No. Actually, it was neither. It was just we had it's funny. I haven't thought about this for years. On the farm, where there were lots of rotten tomatoes, and at the end, you pick so many tomatoes, and people are going to buy so many, and then there's going to be some left over. We used to feed them to the cows. Well, we actually still do feed them to the cows, along with the old cucumbers and the old lettuce and the corn and all that stuff. Cows love that stuff. But for whatever the reason, a few of us got into this, I suppose it was reminiscent of snowball fights, because that's really, it's kind of a summer snowball fight. You throw rotten tomatoes at other people and think it's funny. We thought it was great sport, because it was just so silly. You hit people and the tomatoes would dribble all the way down their head and their clothes, and tomatoes are really gooey. So after it dries, you got to change your clothes. But I'm trying to imagine all these people throwing tomatoes at each other in this town. I think 700-800 people live in this town. That's it. So, anyway, if you want to have a good time, mark on your calendar next year, the end of August, go to La Tomatina and throw tomatoes. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS. People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister, and if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeets.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Right now at Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale, boys active tees are only $8. Take 20 to 40% off sneakers for the family. Hamilton Beach Kitchen Electrics and the Big One Twin Sheath sets are just $19.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Labor Day weekend, only at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid August 31st through September 4th with promo code TAKE10. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 47 at the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen from the Uh-Oh Department. Getting rid of the trash that you're making, becoming more important. We, as a collective, are running out of room. What do you do with all this garbage? It's a significant source of methane and carbon dioxide, and those things are ingredients that drive the climate change problem. And so the people who are studying what to do with the trash, people say we make biofuel with it, burn it up. That's something I've said for a long, long time. Let's convert the waste into energy, burn it. But apparently some scientists are saying that processing garbage into biofuel could reduce global carbon emissions by 80% and the volume of trash by 87%. Sweden's doing it. Norway's doing it. They claim to have nearly run out of waste, and now they bring garbage in from other countries to meet their energy demands. But there is still some question about, yeah, this is convenient, very good idea, but does it really deter people? I wonder sometimes about this, because they equate this to methane gas from cows, waste from cows, and manure and stuff. And is this what we're doing, using this stuff to burn? I mean, when you the old story from Einstein, energy doesn't go away; it just changes shape. So this is all energy. So if you're burning it, thinking you're getting rid of it, and it goes out into the atmosphere, are you really getting rid of it? I think that's the question here, isn't it? Whether or not burning it is really, it's reducing the amount, but
right,
it isn't.
But if it's
changing,
causing more harm than good, then yeah, in the process, and yeah.
There's a question. So then what do you do with the stuff? That's the question.
Right.
What the heck do you do with all of this garbage that we make, what is it, 40 pounds on average? The average American makes 40 pounds of waste a week? Mm. Some unbelievable amount. So
it's amazing, though, how much since we started saving we freeze our food scraps and then take them to be composted. It's unbelievable how much garbage we have that we don't take out anymore.
Yeah.
That just
composting
sits in landfills.
Is an excellent idea. It really is. Composting it fixes the food stuff problem. It doesn't fix the plastic and hardware problem. 10
right
before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Some of the big technology stories as to how they affect you. This is a simple way of us bringing attention to social media, some of the new technology, where you are and what you need to know. We'll focus on Harvey victims and how they've used technology and social media in a moment. Our report brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? There's a lot of... This is something that really is so sweet and so simple in an era where we are so confused and blinded almost by all of the stuff that's thrown at us. There are a lot of different companies that do this, but none of them do it to help you succeed like ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so different because they, first of all, post your job to all those hundreds of job sites that exist with just one click from you. That's it. You put everything together and you send it to ZipRecruiter.com. Then they do the rest. You monitor. You get the input. They will find you. You don't have to go find them. That's what's so great about ZipRecruiter. Get a qualified candidate for the job in your company, no matter what size it is, in just a day. You don't have to fuss around with emails and all that other stuff. Simply, you just simply screen, rate, and manage the candidates according to the dashboard that they explain all this on at ZipRecruiter. And what we've done here is arrange for you to try ZipRecruiter.com/DJV without cost. Yes, it is without cost, free. Post your jobs to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do it and don't pay. All right, let's get to some of the victims of the hurricane and what they're doing or what has happened. How has social media helped out?
Well, social media has been a blessing and a curse throughout the Hurricane Harvey crisis. A lot of people are left with no TV or radio, so smartphones and social media are pretty much their only methods of communication and methods of getting news. So Hurricane Sandy actually prompted over 20 million tweets about the storm, including posts from companies about where those who were affected could find aid and things like that. But now officials in Houston, the Houston Police and the U.S. Coast Guard, are now urging people to report emergencies to 911 or the Houston command centers, not to social media. The reason they're saying this is because there are some viral scams happening where there are false numbers being posted on Twitter where people think they can call for help, and it turns out it's just an insurance company that's trying to scam people. So that's one that's been really bad. The company's called Foremost Insurance. They actually said that they were hacked and that it's not a number that they've released, but they say it was a viral post created by an unidentified person. But it still has messed up a lot of people who've called them. So they say beyond official pages on Facebook and informal local groups, they really want people, even if you have to wait a long time on the phone, stay on the phone, do not give up, and wait until someone calls you. The Houston police said that they are obviously inundated right now, but if you do leave a message with your address and whatever your issue is, whether you need to be rescued or not, they said just keep trying and hang on, and they will get to you. Right. So they're also saying, if you have anything that you can display on your roof, if you are in your house and you're trapped, then that's another thing to get to the roof and make sure that you can have something displayed, a blanket or something colorful so people can spot you.
Hmm. All right. Now, on a lighter note,
yeah,
the latest on wearable technology. Yes, where is the I want to know where you put the battery in this.
That's actually a good question. There's a brand new wearable tech that actually can help people battle anxiety. It's a study out of the University of London, and this is just one of many different types of wearable tech right now. You know, there's Fitbits, and there's the Apple Watch, which can monitor a lot of your vital statistics. There's Fabric now that's high tech that can, throughout you exerting yourself, actually charges up the fabric. There's lots of really cool wearable tech that's coming out. This one in particular was a device that people had to wear, and what they did was they said that it was going to help monitor their blood pressure. In reality, it was delivering a heartbeat-like vibration at a slower-than-normal speed of your regular heartbeat. Half the group had the device turned on, and the other half did not, but didn't realize it. The people whose devices were on experienced a much smaller increase in anxiety and physiological stimulus before delivering a speech to a crowd. The study says that this is just one of the many ways that wearable tech might actually impact our lives in the future, and the fabric company that was just approved by the FDA is called Cellian, and so that might be hitting stores next year, which will be really interesting.
Yeah, batteries not included. You gotta go buy them. Batteries get very expensive. I bought a bunch of them yesterday. Oh, very expensive stuff. It's 59 past the hour in the DJV experience.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.